Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtables here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, saying good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a great day. Great day. Thank God. Got up this morning and just really started just thanking God for everything from breathing to walking to talking to seeing or whatever. Just thank God this morning. I just thank him for the opportunity. You know, there's so many things you can complain about, but when it all boils down, if you just thank him about all the things that he's done and what he's doing in your life, you just see how great he is. You know, it's just amazing how we take for granted the small things in our life that we just don't think about when we breathe in every breath we take and inhale and exhale is a gift from God. We sometimes just, you know, it's just a normal thing. You're born breathing and you're just born, you know, using your arms. You don't have to tell it your arm to move. You don't have to tell your leg to walk. It just, you're just in motion in an unconscious state, just moving around and the memory will actually activate any parts of the body. This morning, I don't know why, I just got up and just started naming out things. Thank you for breathing. Thank you for taste, smell, to see, just things that you just are not realizing. Every time you breathe, every time you put one foot ahead of the other, every time you lift your arms, move your fingers, your toes, every time you eat something and taste it, you know, it just, you can smell and you can feel and you can hear and you got a sound mind and, you know, when we don't think of that a lot of the times, and we just being, but they're all miracles. They're all gifts from God. He just shows up. He's there all the time. But a lot of times we're looking for the big thing. We're looking for things that we think, if I could just get that, my life is going to be better. If you could just send me this, Lord, or you can just do this, my life's going to be better. When you're really living a good life, when you're really living a good life, when we look at COVID-19 right now and we see all the things that people are going through, we see people dying. We don't know why over others. We don't have a clue. So therefore, that should put you on notice because you don't know it's happening to people that probably thought would never happen to them. We're just going to get together and have a little gathering. And the enemy's in the midst. We don't know. But yet you can't run and hide. You got to trust God. We got to have faith in God. Because he loves them just like he loves us. And we're not immune to anything other than our faith and believing in God. Good morning, Cynthia. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I'm doing good.
And
how was you?
Good job. Good job. Well, all is well. All is well. You know, you definitely did spot on this morning, and we do have so much to be grateful for. We can murmur and complain all day long. It ain't going to change nothing, and it takes away from recognizing how really blessed we really are when we allow ourselves to go down that path. So we get every day to choose to say, thank you, Lord, for this is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes. I mean, you know, it just kind of hit me this morning. Because, you know, a lot of times we're praying for things and like a lot, and most of us are praying for financial stuff. You know, even though we may have some health challenges, we got financial things that are pressing too. And we're saying, well, Lord, you know, if you could just show up, if I could just get the money, if I could just do this. So, you know, I don't know why he doesn't do what he does, what you want him to do or what I want him to do when we do it. But I believe that in my heart and soul, it's not good for me at the moment. Why would he do it otherwise, you know? So anyway, I don't know. It just was something on my spirit this morning. Just to name out those things. And I mean, I was calling things out and I was just saying, Lord, I thank you for those things. I just thank you.
And you know, absolutely. And I'm getting in the habit of just saying, thank you, God. Lord, you will answer my prayer, that you said that you will answer my prayers. And I just leave it at that. Just trust in
him.
And like you said, it's a stretch. It's a stretch every day to put your trust in God when you don't know what's happening. It's a stretch every day to recognize God's goodness that he provides to us every day when we wake up and we're able to walk around and we still have our beings and our minds and our just being able to walk. You know, when Al and I go on these walks in the morning time, we're thanking God, you know, we just, because it's just so, it could just be so different, you know. It's so many people can't even put their feet on the ground. And, you know, it's just God's goodness, you know, and like you said, he loved each and every person that he created, had a place and our place in this world. But it's all, and that's just my own personal belief. I believe it's all destined. Nobody can change the destiny of what God has already ordained. And so we don't know where we are on the continuum of life. So we have to learn to be thankful and moving about God's business every second, every hour, because he already has warned us and told us when night comes, no man can work. And what that means, based on my understanding, is that do it while you yet still have a chance. Don't wait and I'm going to do it next year and I'm going to do it tomorrow, because tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. If he woke you up today and you have a task to do, make it happen. And if he's giving you something to do, do it. Do it now, because nobody knows where death lies. Nobody knows. I woke up this morning and I was telling me the gentleman who played the Black Panther, he passed away last night from complication to cancer. And so nobody knows where we lies, and nobody knows where death and sickness and anything that God is going to allow, nobody knows. And so when we get in the habit of just thanking God every day, when your time has come, you can be in peace and gone on to glory. And if you don't know Christ, you know, your chances are going on to glory. You're going to go anyway. But to end up where you desire to end up, I suggest we start moving in that direction. That's my take on it this morning with regards to just life happening, and because nobody knows. And we are to be grateful, because he is grateful and he is greatly to be praised every day that he allows us.
Amen. You won't be surprised, but I'll tell you in a minute. Let me get Deborah on.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold, I'm going to leave the mic open. Everything's open. Good morning,
yes,
Deborah.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. Audience, how's everybody doing?
We're doing great.
Real
how
good.
You doing?
Determined. Amen.
I tell you, we can say amen on that already. We just say amen right there and just open the line. Let them call in and just right there, because if you don't have life, you can't do nothing. So, like you say, thank God for my neck. It ain't 100%, but it's at 92, I'll take it. My knee ain't 100%, but it's at 80, I'll take it. My heart beat ain't 100%, but I'll take it. I just say, Lord, thank you, because you didn't have to give me nothing this morning. I could have been 0%. I could have been not or nothing. But I thank you for life.
Amen.
It starts with that heartbeat. You know, so like I said, y'all already going to get it. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God.
And, yep. And you know, a couple of weeks ago, I said, I'm sorry, did you? I'm sorry, Deborah, I didn't mean to cut question.
No, I'm good. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. You remember a couple of weeks ago, I told you they had the people lined up, and I didn't know what it was, and trying to find out it was food given out. I look out this morning, I was praying, I said, Lord, multiply that food. They're back out there this morning. And I thought, every time I think about, you know, people in line for food in America, you know, it just it just doesn't fit. I mean, not that we're above, but it just doesn't fit right with me. Something gravely is wrong with this system. You know, but before we get into all of that, Deborah, give us a prayer, please. I just got off on my tangent, but we still praising God. I mean, just let's just say thank you, and then we'll get on into conversation.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you saying thank you for life. Thank you for rising us up. Thank you for giving us the heartbeat, the ears to hear the word, the eyes to see the best in the world, Lord. We thank you for a heart that's sensitive and a mind that's willing to do your will. And we ask that you would come in the midst of this and do what you do best, is heal and deliver and give peace of mind, Lord. Give us peace that surpasses all understanding. When we can't figure it out with our mind, Lord, let us know that you got us, Lord. Let us know that you're able, that you all that I am, whatever you need me to be, Lord. We need you to be a healer and a deliverer this morning. We need you to touch the hearts of your people this morning. We need you to move those thorny hearts, Lord, and let them receive the word of God. Let them receive some correction, some instruction, some inspiration, Lord. Let them receive, Lord. Let us give what we got, Lord. Whatever you give us, we'll pass it on. And we won't be thinking that we're above the message, because how can the messenger not hear the message? Because his ears is closer to his mouth than his ears is to anybody else. And we thank you for letting us have an ear to hear what the words say. Thank you for using us, using our story. In Jesus' precious name, we thank you, Lord. Amen.
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 You know, and I'm going to leave it open, and we're going to go like this. We're going to dialogue back and forth. The topic this morning, since it said the topic in her speech this morning, mothers and daughters, it takes faith to trust God. See, you know, we have to trust God for anything to happen. And so can you imagine that people that don't know God, don't know Jesus Christ, and then all of a sudden, the crisis is on. They're running around like Satan, going to and fro. You know, they don't know what to do. They don't know where to go, because sometimes when the groomsmen come, the brides are not prepared. And that's what God is showing me now. A lot of people in the earth, they're not prepared. They don't know. And God told us, be prepared, because you don't know when he's coming. Even Jesus don't know when he's coming, y'all. You know, so if Jesus don't know, that says something to me. Jesus don't know when he's coming. So God is keeping this to himself. So that means what? We won't know. And now we're running around not knowing how close we are. And like you said earlier, Cynthia, you know, you don't know if this is your last day. That's why I said, you know, we got to be real careful, because God is setting us up. We don't know if Jesus is coming tomorrow. We don't know if he's going to just say, you know what, this is the end of your journey. You need to come on in. We just need to do what he asked us to do and try to do with excellence and just be on time with it. I'd rather be saying, well, Lord, you know, I was still working on it. I was doing the very best I could. Okay, you want me to come? Okay, ain't nothing I can do if he said come. But at least, like you said, Cynthia, earlier, I'm going to feel good about it, because I've done all I could do. I've done it to the best of my ability. You know, I may not complete it, because a lot of people leave here haven't completed the assignment, but I just keep saying every day, Lord, give me a chance. Every day, give me a chance. But this morning, it just got to me just to say, you know what? Something's got in my spirit. Be thankful. And I just got on my knees at my altar,
Amen.
And I just started calling out things, and I mean little things. I mean just just little things that you don't pay attention for, just to be able to see. Thank you, God, for the hair on my head. Thank you, God, my toes are moving. You know, it may sound elementary, but those are major. You don't know how you need your toes until one of them not working. You don't know how you need your arm or your hand until one of them are not working. You know, but when they all seem to be working, we just move along with the flow. But this morning, God wanted me to just call them out. Just call them out.
Amen.
And it was such a freeing thing. Anybody want to add to
Amen.
That?
I just thinking about what happened to with Brian's car yesterday. You know, and that's what God tells us also, don't store up stuff down here on earth, because it could be stolen, and the thieves are stealing, and they stole his car, and they totaled his car. And so, and he just got this car not even a year ago. Well, it's been a year. I think Mother's Day made a year. But my point is that I thought about all that could have happened. The enemy was just flooding my mind with what could have happened, but it didn't. And so I was just in such a grateful and thankful mood yesterday. I don't care nothing about that car. God spared my child, didn't let him get jacked, and with the car and all of this. And I just was so grateful yesterday, and letting God know I'm grateful. And how many will go back and say, God, thank you? As soon as I got off the phone, I made a beeline to my altar and said, God, thank you. I thank you for protecting my child, your son, yesterday, because it could have went 900 ways in your mind, but God was protecting him, and he protected him. He let him get home and went to sleep when it was all taking place. And so I just say, thank you, Lord. I thank you for protecting my child. And it's just so many things that we can just thank him for when we really, really, really be aware. And it's about that awareness that you're talking about, Dr. Fletcher, just being aware that you have so much to be thankful for.
And the thing is that we have to stay so focused right now, because God is using, and I don't mean this to be in a negative or condescending way against fathers and sons, but God is pulling up the woman now. He really is, and he's shown me that I'm pulling up the women to bring in that nurturing peace to the earth. The nurturing peace, the women who displays the love to the family. And I just know what I feel, and I just know what he showed me, and I don't know what you know. I told you I saw all these women. I saw women that just the whole sea was full of women. And I kept saying, where are all these women coming from? That was 1997. And God just showed me, and he said, you're going to be in your living room talking to mothers and daughters around the world in 1997. I'm like, really? Unheard of in 1997. Just to send an email. Now look at all these years where he have us. Because he knew that this was going to be a time. On COVID-19, he allowed it to happen. You can stop it if you want to. But we're not getting the lessons. The families are not, they're coming in, but what we're doing now, we just changed the game. We changed it to TikTok. We changed it to more FaceTime. Now we got Zoom, we done changed it. And it's good if you're going to pass the word of God on, but if you're doing it just to kill time and act out. I was looking at someone sent me some pictures of a young girl, and I'm telling you the stuff that she had on that Instagram. I was like, see, that's not, this is not the time for that. This is not the time. We got to take this time. God waiting on us to come. He said, I'm going to give him a chance. So when I went in this morning and looked at, let me see if I can get back to him, get to my Bible study here. It was just what God was showing me, and you know, everybody that really has been on here long enough know that my cornerstone is Mark 11:22, and that's the only four words that I say that connects everything in the Bible, have faith in God. But then God was telling me this morning, you know, about faith. We know faith is the substance of things that's hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You know, basically people can just spit that out. But what does every word mean? That now faith is. So, but that's not the point that I want to bear down on this morning. You know, the faith part, see, I look at it with Brian yesterday with his car. And when you told me and I started praying and I thank God, I said, God, thank you. Because, see, your children are my children. And so
Amen.
When I was thanking God for taking care of him, I always go back to the mother. Because I tell you, because you are a godly woman, because you are righteous in Christ, because you serve him, he said, I will bless you, your children, and your children's children. And I live on that because I know in order for me for my children to be blessed, I'm the matriarch of the family. And so, and to be honest, I'm the matriarch of the entire family on my mother's side because I didn't realize, you know, all my mother's side is gone. But that's a lot of responsibility. So when we say that we are women of God and we are in holding ourselves accountable for God, you know, there's responsibility to the people God assigned to us. Because even if you don't have a child of your own, God give you people that your blessing, your righteousness will cover them. And so I knew
Amen.
That they, you couldn't even touch him because he has a righteous mother and he has a righteous father. You can't touch the children because God already said so. And because we have that faith, Satan can't touch your children. Deborah, you want to say something on that?
Yeah, I just believe that God is assigning us people like he assigned us angels. And he's telling us that everybody got a position to play. We're all on this team. And, you know, I can't say to the arm, that I don't need you. I can't say to the foot, I don't need you. I need the foot, the arm,
can't,
I need the arm.
Can't hardly hear you, baby.
Body.
Can't hardly hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
I hear a little bit better, yes. I want them to get the words. Go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, like the body of Christ, you can't say that because I'm the elbow, you don't need me, you know. You being the foot, mm-hmm. and I'm the elbow, you don't need me. Or elbow can't say to the neck, I don't need you because we all joint together and everybody got a part to play. Every member of the body got a function to play. And so our thing is to show the example of what we say we believe in. And so people will see when we have crisis and we have situations how we act. And if we acting like we ain't got faith that God going to do it, then they're going to pick up on that, you know. And so we got to demonstrate without even saying I got faith, just demonstrate people. Some people won't even open the word of God and read, so they have to read the life of the believers. And God said, I'm holding you accountable because your actions and the way that you serve me is being on display. So I need you to be holy. If you got sin, confess it and keep it moving. Repent and keep it moving. But I need you because you're under a light. You are the light. And so we mm-hmm. have a position to play. And we're not being perfect, talking about we holding it, and we so heavenly bound, we know earthly good and all that. And, you know, and God is saying, hey, ain't none of y'all righteous now. You can't judge yourself by the next man because all y'all like filthy rags. So look to me, you want to judge yourself, and then you see where you're falling short. You know what I mean? So God said, don't be talking about to the hill. You full of wax and to the knee. Oh, you full of arthritis. And, you know, you all got some ailments and some stuff that you need to prune and grease up and oil it and, you know what I mean, and get it going. So don't be talking about, you know. So you say, hey, if you just get past trying to size yourself up or look at the next man and see what they doing and, oh, they on the live radio, they ministry. You can minister right there in your house. You got the microphone
Amen.
Right in your house. You got the audience mm-hmm. right in your house. You ain't got to have a big platform. God said, wherever you at, wherever you plant it, prosper. Mm. Wherever
Amen.
Your feet plant it, prosper. So you ain't got to be thinking, oh, well, I get there. You might not never get there. Because like I say, the elbow and the knee don't have the same function. And so God
right.
is saying, it work in your function. Work in your function.
Amen.
And be alive. So people could see. And people, because some people won't open the word.
because they don't want to find themselves out of order, because the word is going to show you where you're at, you know. So just live a life that's pleasing and acceptable to the sight of the Lord, and God will give you what you need, and he'll show people, you know, how he works. But they can't have faith unless they have the word, hearing the word. How they going to hear the word? They need somebody that's to speak the word. They need somebody that's to preach the word. So you can preach the word without even opening your mouth.
There you go.
Live the life. Live the life.
There you go. There you go.
But
well, you know, that's
but you know, go ahead.
For the newcomers coming on, our topic this morning is indoors. It takes faith to trust God. Some new people came on. I just want to bring them up to date. That's what we're talking about today, and talking about, you know, being grateful. Just when you think about the world and the world situation, you know, we can pray and ask God to bless everybody. But what we're talking about this morning, what about your knee? What about your arms? What about breathing? You know, what are you grateful for? The things that we take it for granted. Start at your own house. And that's what we're about at Mothers and Daughters. Starting at your own house, cleaning your own self. It takes so much for me to keep up with Bessie. I can't even begin to keep up with nobody else and what they're doing. It's just too much because, and I'm going to say this and then I'm going to come right back to you, Cynthia. When Deborah, you were talking and something you were saying, the knee and the elbow or whatever, they got different functions. But it came to my spirit when I heard something say, well, just imagine that the knee, the ankle, the elbow, the shoulder, they all get into an argument. They get to fussing. Well, I don't want to do it. You know how we can't get along. Can you imagine your parts, your body parts not getting along? And one say, you know, the knee say, you know what, I'm just going to quit. I'm just not going to work anymore. You know, can you imagine? That just came to my mind. I'm thinking, wow. You know, I'm not working anymore. You know, I'm tired. Y'all can just go on.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that they're talking? Because, you know, everyone has a different, you say they have different functions, and we know that. I'm looking at you. You seem like you're walking too much, and you seem like you ain't doing enough on your side. Just a thought. That's a thought. Anyone out there, I just want to, and you click one if you want to join the conversation. We'd love to hear your comments. So if not, thank you for being on. We appreciate you. Go ahead, Cynthia.
It's a thought worth, God tells us to rightly divide the word. And that is scripture, by the way, that the members do war against each other. The mind and the heart wars against each other until your mind is transformed. And your heart has been, because you have to constantly ask God that created me a clean heart, until that heart is and that mind line up, they are constantly warring against each other. Because the mind wants to do one thing, and if you're living out of emotions, your heart is telling you something else, and it's unreliable. And so the members of your bodies, they war against each other, and those are the two main functions of the body, the heart and the mind. And so when you got those two things warring against each other, everything else is gonna pull in a different direction, because they're not lining up with the word of God. And when you don't know the word of God, how are they gonna line up? Because you don't even know what he said.
Yeah.
You don't even know. And you got,
when,
go ahead.
When you got two things warring against each other, it could just bring a shortage to the lungs, or bring a shortage to the liver, or bring a shortage to the kidneys. I don't know what, all of a sudden God is showing something here. I never really thought about it that way. That's amazing.
And ladies and gentlemen, all of these things that we're talking about, they're scriptural. Deborah just talked about 1 Corinthians 12:12. Dr. Fletcher talked about Mark 11:22. And what I just talked about, it's in Romans. I don't know the verse at this moment, but I'll get it for you. And then in Jeremiah 17:9-10, God tells us how wicked the heart is and how you can't trust it. And so you got to seek the word of God so you know if you are in line with what he would have you to be and have you to do and have you to say. And I love Christ because Christ was the perfect example of humanity. I only say what the Father tells me to say, and I only go and do what the Father tells me to do. And so he was always in line with what God would have him to do because he totally trusted and he was determined to only do what the Father say do. And you got to know the word in order to do that because anybody can tell you anything. And that's one of the biggest problems with people in the church. They're relying on the pastor to give them the word because we are a lazy people. We don't want to study the word of God for ourselves. And so when people tell you anything, I brought up this point last night in the lecture. Look at all of the people who died in Waco. Look at all the people who died in the Jim Jones and the people who died with the Applegate thing. Because people sit up on the people and they just take in whatever people say. You better be responsible for you and what you know. And the only way for you to know what God says is for you to get into the word of God. God tells us, study to show yourself approved. So you know when people are giving you crazy and when people are not giving you the truth. And the truth is in the word. And it ain't in, we go to church in order to hear the word because God said faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. But you have a responsibility in hearing. Your part is to study for yourself so you know that you're hearing the word of God.
Yeah. You know, when we talked about our topic this morning, it takes faith to trust God. You know, people might say, well, what is faith? And we say, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Like I said, you need to study each one of those words and break it down to understand what that really means, and you got to talk to the Holy Spirit because then you get your understanding. But see, faith is something that the enemy thing that he goes to and fro with the most, because the minute you start believing, he's gonna bring something in to throw a doubt, because he know where doubt is, faith can't be. Faith and doubt can't stay in the same spot. So you got to make a decision. I'm going to believe God. So as I was going through this morning and listening, looking at some things that the Holy Spirit brought to me, it says, by faith we understand. You can't understand anything unless you make up your mind to first believe it. You got to receive that word. Because if someone says, you can be saved, and if you go to Jesus, you can be saved, and then you can receive the Holy Spirit. You can go, you have everlasting life, got the gift of salvation. You know, you don't have to worry about your healing because he took the stripes. And you listening to them going, I hear you, but. And the reason people don't receive is because they don't understand. It's not just saying the words. You got to understand the word. In order to understand the word, you really got to go to God to get the understanding, because wisdom and understanding comes through the word, and that's studying, and nobody knows. You still got to go to Jesus. People don't understand. They want to say, I don't have to go through Jesus to get to God. But then you're going to miss the whole point. As far as I'm concerned, if you believe one thing in the Bible, you got to believe it all. That's my point. So if you can't just skip Jesus and go to God. But then that comes back to what you said, Cynthia, about the preacher. You got Deborah, I think it was. You got to have a preacher. You got to have someone who teaches that word. And our job as mothers and daughters is to start with our own daughters. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Start with ourselves and then bring in our daughters. Because you can't teach your daughter the word if you don't know the word. I would not know anything about Jesus if my mother hadn't taught me until I got up to a size to be maybe exposed to someone else. But, of course, you know, I was raised in the church, and that church was the big thing because mother was the choir director, and it was a family church and, you know, built by my granddaddy. So, you know, you go to church. That's it. My daddy was the deacon, you know. So we was in church 24/7. But that didn't make me know God. What made me know God was the fact that my mother set me down, and I'll never forget this. Whenever you are in trouble, whenever anything bothers you, just call on the name of Jesus. And you call on Jesus and don't stop, and he will show up. And she showed me how to do it. She say Jesus, 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 Jesus. And whatever the enemy try to put on you, whatever he try to do to you, if you call Jesus and don't cease, she said he will leave you. I was a little girl. And I remember that more than I remember anything else my mother told me. There's two things that stand up in my life is at my age right now. And that's Psalm 23. I mean, our Bible was there. You go to the bathroom. I think my mother lived in that bathroom with that same song. Anytime she's bothered by something, she go in the bathroom, she pick up that Bible, and it was always Psalm 23. Always. And then I got to the point where I go in there and I just read it too because I saw her do it. So as mothers, we got to teach. And like Deborah said, we're teaching when they don't know we're teaching. We got to be the light. They do what we see as it's the mother, so it's the daughter. They see you doing it, they'll do it. I did what my mother did. That's why Psalm 23 is so precious to me. Because I was raised seeing her going in the bathroom when she had a problem, reading that verse over and over and over again. Anybody want to say anything?
Yeah, and when I think about growing up and stuff like that, your mother did when you were that young, she gave you what you needed at that time because, you know, when we are children, we educate our children based age appropriateness. And so for her to teach you to just call on the name of Jesus, that was sufficient at that time. But that ain't sufficient when you're 35. You need to know a little bit. You need to know a little bit more in order for Satan to back up and back up off of you. And that's the word of God. Yeah, you can rebuke anything and everything, but sometimes you're not to rebuke what God has allowed because there's a lesson in it for you. So God ain't gonna change every situation in that moment because there might be a lesson in it for you. So you can be rebuking Satan all day long, but when you don't put the word with that word rebuke, what that means? If you're not putting the rest of the word with that word rebuke, what does God say about that situation? What does God, because everything that we will ever experience in this thing called life, there's a version in the Bible that somebody has already lived it, because there is nothing new under the sun according to Ecclesiastes. There is nothing new under the sun. So everything that was will be. And so you keep living. You're going to run into something that's already been done. And if you don't know the word and know how to put the word of God on it, you can be rebuking all day long, but that is no longer sufficient for somebody who at your biological age, if you have not studied the word. Yes, we are all new coming in at different times and different phases of our lives, but the problem is you don't know where you are on the continuum of life. So I suggest, mothers and daughters, that we get busy studying the word of God so we can teach our children what the word has said. I think about my son having cancer in 2014. If he didn't know the word, he told me, he said, Mama, you and Jazz follow me because I will not fear because I will trust God. And the only way he was able to trust God in those 2 years of cancer and radiation and chemo and all of the hospital stays and all of this stuff, he had to know the word of God for himself. And I'll never forget when I went to church one Sunday, he was so in my spirit, and I wanted to pray for him. And God said to me on that pew, you can pray with him, but you can't pray for him because he is of an age that he needs to be praying for himself. And mothers, amen, when we do not prepare our children, it's going to come a time you ain't going to be there. And they're going to have to pray for themselves, and they don't know the word. They're going to struggle to get into the word because we have failed them as our mother. There's some over 40-some scriptures about what a mother should do and her role as far as a nurturer. It was always designed that way for us to be the nurturer of those families. She gets up. That's that virtuous woman. She gets up. She make it happen. She prays for her children. She prays with her children. She teaches them the word of God. And if we're not doing that, mommies, we are failing our children. And you don't know a day and a time when it's going to come where they need the word of God and they're going to be searching in thin air because they have not. That you have not taught them to trust in the word of God, and that they don't know to go to the word of God when life happens, because it ain't if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. And even though God said, what's the term? I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Things will come up against us. It won't prosper, but it will come up against us because it's just human nature. It is just life. Life happens to us all. Nobody is exempt. When I was going into the hospital when my husband had open heart surgery, I ran into a man in the elevator, and he said this. He said, nobody has to be envy of anybody because we all have our turn. That stuck with me. We all have our turn to have to totally, totally trust on God because you don't know what's going to happen in that moment. Thank you for allowing me to share.
And that brings me to someone like Abraham. Deborah, you have anything you want to say to that before I talk about Abraham?
No, go ahead. Talk about Abraham.
Okay. You know, I was looking this morning, and it was like, you know, people like Abraham, the faithfulness of Abraham. You know, Abraham called out by God to go to a place he didn't even know. Just, I need you to leave your father's house. You know, God is so amazing. I'm just like, Lord, he told me something yesterday and to another person, and we was talking, and I was like, oh, my God. They said, can you believe God said that? God told him, come out. I need you to go. Now, don't take your family with you. See, he didn't listen. So when you don't listen, you experience stuff. And he didn't listen. And so he took his nephew with him. And so, but he had to trust God and tell his wife, you know what, God is telling me to take everything and we need to go. But where are we going, honey? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? I don't know. He didn't tell me. So we need to go. Let's just start on the road and then get to the fork of the road. Now, which way do we go? I don't know. We got to wait on God. Isn't that amazing? That kind of reminds me of the journey God has us all on now with the Mother and Daughter Global Movement. Which way we go, Dr. Fletcher? I don't know. We just go out to wait to tell us. And I said, God, and he said, you got to trust me. Can you believe? See, he trusts him. We may make some mistakes and we may bump and hit a bump or two in the road, but he did what? Well, he made it. He made it to where God wanted him to be. He got the inheritance. So it took faith to do that. It took faith for him to tell his wife, we're going. Sarah, you know, by faith, Sarah herself conceived a child, something that, but she's still had in the back of her mind. She believed God when he said it. Even though she laughed, she believed God when he said it. It just didn't fit in her consciousness. But it took faith for her to have that child at the age that she was. You know, and now to look back over the time, Moses, everybody, everything that God has asked, the ones that we've seen, the stories, they all had to have faith to trust God. Even Mary, she had to have faith to believe that I have not seen a man. And then all of a sudden, you're going to tell me the Holy Spirit going to put a baby inside of me, traditional way that I know. Okay, then, so be it unto me. So that, when she said that, she exercised her faith. And then she had to trust God because then she started seeing the evidence. She started seeing her stomach growing. She started saying, well, what am I going to do? I'm engaged to this man. You know, well, God, he's going to think I cheated on him. What in the world? What kind of position you put me in? Even though she has faith, God said, don't worry about it. I'll talk to him. He goes talk to him. Joseph thinking, no, I don't want her because people are going to think, I'm marrying somebody who is unfaithful. And God said, no, trust me. He trusts God. So everything we do, we have got to be able to have the faith to trust God. That's why I keep saying Mark 11:22. I don't care what story is in the Bible. I don't care how many testimonies we read. Everything, go back to those four words. Have faith in God. Because if you don't have faith in God, nothing is going to work. We had to have faith. There's a certain spirit inside of us that was in us when we were born. We didn't come here unequipped, unprepared. It's been talking to us all along. You've been getting it as a child. I remember one time Sister said when she was a child, she's sitting down there, her friend, her sister and stuff, they go out. She stayed, her mind told her, no, you need to stay in. You don't need to go. Just stay listening to your music. What do you think that is? That's the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit talked to us as children. So And when I tell people I've been talking to the Holy Spirit since I was five, some people can remember and some people can't. But he's always talking to you. He's been talking to you in the womb of your mother. That's why you come out, you see babies aware. You're not unequipped. It's just, do you believe? Do you believe? You got to believe God in order to get the wisdom and understanding of what he's trying to tell you. Deborah?
Yes, without faith, it's impossible to please him.
Yes.
You know, in other words, what you're saying to God is, I don't think you're able. What you're saying to God is, you don't quite understand. What you're saying to God is, but you don't understand, it's complicated, God. What you don't understand is, you know, you got all these reasons why that you believe that it won't work versus saying, okay, God, I really ain't got no other choice but to trust you. And what helps me is I just look back at the time before, because it's been many times that I had to be in a position to believe that God was going to do what he was going to do. I had to believe that. Let me just share something with you. Last night I came home about 7:30, and I had never seen all my neighbors. The police was here and all the neighbors was out. So I'm saying, well, this is such a quiet place. What could have happened? Well, what happened was it was a power outage. And so instead of calling FPL, somebody must have called the police, or maybe somebody didn't call FPL, but the police was here. And so they was just trying to, you know, get to the bottom of maybe it was, you know, whatever it was. But so I came in and the neighbors were saying, check your stuff, and, you know, all this stuff. So I said, okay, praise the Lord, okay. So anyway, this went on, and finally the little power showed up, probably not even quite an hour. And so my refrigerator was working. I had just bought ice cream, and I said to myself, oh, Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I just bought some hamburger meat. Going to do some spaghetti today. And, Lord, I praise you. I just praise you. I thank you. That, okay, the TV was working in another outlet. So I had the TV and I had the refrigerator, because that's all I was coming to do anyway, was to put the food in and to watch TV. So I was in here in the dark. So I went back out after I called LPL. Long story short, they said something about two and a half hours. So I was telling my neighbors, they said they're here. So then the last word I said to them was, we're going to trust and believe that the Lord got this here, and good night. Came in here, got on my couch, had got me moving, got on my couch, and I said, Lord, you say, in all things give praise, in all things thank me, in all things when you can't see, in all things just give me praise. And I just kept on praising them and praising them and praising them, just saying, thank you, Lord, because it could have been worse than that. What about the people in Texas that had a hurricane? What about the people that ain't got no roof, or they ain't got no electric, they ain't got
man.
No Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I thank you. I praise you. I said, this too will pass. I thank you. I praise you. So I said, I'm going to lay down and go to sleep. I'm going to lay down and go to sleep and let sleep be good. And I lay down and went to sleep. And when I lay down and went to sleep, the lights came on. In an hour. And I said, Lord, I praise you. You know, and he wants us to rest and assure us that he got this thing. Go to sleep. I got you. I am who I say I am. If you need me to be LPL, I'll be LPL. If you need me to be a mind regulator, I'll regulate your mind. If you need me to give you a heart transfusion, I'll transfuse your heart. I'll give you a new heart. I'll cleanse you if you believe. It's all about if you believe. You got to get in the Word. You got to read it over and over. Believe. Do you believe? Do you believe? Read it over and over and over. And I just go back to the history. I just want to share that testimony. And I tell you, I laid on my couch. I couldn't recline last night because it's electrical. And I said, okay, it's okay because I can lay on it. And I laid on it. I got my pillows right. And I said, Lord, I praise you. And I went on to sleep for probably 20 minutes, and there was light.
Amen.
You know, he said, all things,
amen.
You got to just believe me. But listen, somebody next door was talking about, or someone out there said, oh, they ain't going to be restored till 1 in the morning. And the devil was trying to put that in my head when I done said the prayer, Lord, I believe. And then, but they said that probably 5 minutes out their mouth, the lights came on. I said, no, I just thank you. He said, you got to trust
because
and believe that I am.
Him.
I am. Capital I. Capital A-M. I am. When they say capital, you know, capital. In the blank, whatever you need me to be, you know, I am. Thank you. Let me show.
That preached to me right there, Deborah. I needed to hear that for myself. I'm going to live on that today, even though I know I am. But something you said is something that's moved in my spirit that I'm going to stop putting something on the end of that
I am. You know, you hear things and it moves your spirit. Something just moved in my spirit when you taught that part. Whew. It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, we all I was looking at something I did this week. I think I heard Michelle Obama said, you know, I feel like I'm in a light depression. And, you know, I really don't believe in dwelling on the word called depression or things like that. But I noticed that I was getting restless. And I noticed that I felt like I was being closed in. When you're in the house by yourself all the time, you know, you get closed in. You talk to people. But I took something from someone that's why I have this piece called Mind Your Mind. And I didn't mind my mind in a conversation. And I knew when the person said it, I adopted it. And I found myself repeating it. And I would say, she says, well, I only have one public day. I go out on that one public day, and I do all that I'm going to do, a friend of mine. I do all that I'm going to do, and I come back, you know, I take my clothes off, and I take my shower, and then I just, you know, clean off my groceries and stuff before I put them up, and then I'm not back out in the public until the next week. And I thought, oh, okay, here I am out of my mouth saying, I only have one public day, and in my mind I accepted I'm going to go out one day a week, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, not knowing that I was building myself a prison, not knowing that I was not living out of faith, not knowing that those were somebody else's words, that I just attached my okay. And this week, when I felt this pressure, and then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit said, oh, you said that, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, you said that you have one day, public day. So you created this world that you're living in. Honey, I got dressed. I got up, put on my heels, fixed my face. I said, the devil is a liar. Not only you tried to trick me into accepting that, and I accepted it. Oh, it was my fault, and I ain't putting it all on the devil, because, see, I had no business accepting that. But when I accepted, I gave him something to play with. And then he started pressing me in here, you know, and things just going tight, tight, tight. But I got up and I went out and I said, I will get up. I do not have a public day. Every day is my day. God give it to me. It's mine. I'm going to go out. Of course I'm not going to be stupid. I'm not just getting in my car and just go lollygagging out, as my daddy could say, just to be out there. But I'm not going to live in my mind about one day I'm allowed to go out, because then I done created a prison for myself. Now I done put added pressure to the pressure of just thinking about what's going on in the world. That thing freed me. So then another thing the Holy Spirit told me, you know, you trust me. I already told you there's nothing you can do about COVID-19. This is already in motion, and it's going to happen. You put the blood on your door, and you go in and close your door and do what you stay focused on what I'm asking you to do. But then he got to me. He said, you need to get up, and you need to go out, and you need to exercise. Because, you know, you're sitting in here, and I'm praying, and I'm talking to God all day. That's good. But then the body, what are you doing? I ride my bike when I want to. I do yoga when I want to. But not, you know, I do whenever I want to. Sometime during the day. He said, no, I want you to structure yourself. I got up, went to my RV, got my tennis shoes, came back, got my structure together. And my thing was, I was going to walk the stairs here at my building. And he said, just walk up and down the stairs. And I didn't do it. I have, you know, 9-something last night. I said, I will not lay down tonight. I walked those stairs and walked the hallways. He said, 7 o'clock, you up, and that's what I want you to do. I got up, 7-something, I was out moving. He said, because then the body, your body got to be ready to go when this thing opens up. You mess around, your body won't be able to move because you've done what? You done sit on it too long. I need you ready.
because this is going to open up. You got to have faith in me. You got to trust me. Nothing's going to happen to you. I'm telling you guys, I don't know why I'm telling y'all this, but it was just like a freeing. It's like my mind opened up, my spirit, I could breathe better. All because I said something stupid like, I got one public day. That was not for me. That was her thing. That was hers, and I adopted it. And that's why mothers and daughters out there, we got to be very careful what we say to our children. We got to be very careful to who we listen to, because it can throw you right off of your track, and then all of a sudden you're on somebody else's track. And you don't know what to do with that because you didn't really originate that. You're just a follower. And that's what I was doing. And I just thank God for bringing that to my attention, because he's got some work for me to do. And how do I look when the thing's over with and God said, now I need you to go, and then I can't walk because I haven't done what? Let arthritis sit in because I wasn't exercising and moving and going and doing what I'm supposed to do. So anyway, that's my take. I had to throw that in there. Yeah, go ahead. Anybody want to say something?
That's fine. I just wanted to just always let the audience know, ladies, and we have some men listening to us too. We come directly from Scripture. Everything that we have said is scriptural. Deborah, you mentioned the term I am. There are 13 verses in the Bible that states I am. I'm just give you a couple of them. John 4:26, John 6:35. God speaks to us and he tells us I am. It is he who speaks. And so when we are determined not to study for ourselves, we will take other people's words. We will take them and we will run with those words, and they paralyze us. Just like Dr. Fletcher just stated that she was paralyzed based on what she put out there. She told herself she had one day, so, well, she started to believe she had one day to do everything she needed to do. You have to be so careful taking on what somebody else is doing. This is why, and then that's another thing. If you think about exercise, that's another reason people start and stop exercise, because they jump on somebody else's bandwagon instead of determining to do it for themselves. You have to be determined to study for yourself. You have to be determined to walk in faith yourself. And that, when you take it back to Abraham and Sarah, Sarah believed, she laughed when God told her she was going to conceive next year this time, but then she did conceive next year this time. But go back some verses, I think it's 15 and 16, her and Abraham, they got anxious and they started trying to help God out by sleeping with Sarah gave Abraham permission to sleep with the maiden. And then that started World War V. So you either going to believe God or you're not. You're going to do what you're going to do, or you're going to trust God to do what he say he going to do, because he speaks. He speaks. John 4:26 says, Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. So you got to be determined, mothers and daughters, who you going to believe. And who are you going to wait on him, or are you going to try to help God out and try to do it our way? And when we do it our way, we know what a mess we can make trying to do things our way. And then Abraham had to live in that house with those two cackling hens, because they started World War V against each other out of envy and disrespect.
All right. Audience, you got it. What we're saying to you, what it boils down to, as mothers and daughters, it takes faith to trust God. And I know now with COVID-19, a lot of people are going through some changes. You're going through the rearrangements of the family structure. You're going back to the original. Some people have never really been there because they didn't have to take care of their children. They had somebody they could pay to take care of them. So they never really know. I've seen mothers now and hearing from mothers that, saying, I didn't know, because they go to work and they had somebody take care of the children. They didn't know it took all of that to feed them and got to change the diapers and, you know, all of this. You got to talk to them and you got to play with them. You got to teach them and you got to dress them. And it's just so much, and cook and then do your job too, working from home. All of that God is showing you. you can do it, because we are mothers and we are nurturers and we have the strength that God has given us, and that's what he want to take us back to. So, yeah, we're in the middle of COVID-19, mothers and daughters, but all I'm asking for every mother and daughter out there, if you can get together and you can believe, if we believe God and trust God, he's going to bring us out of this, and then you're going to save your whole family. Because the reason you're going to save your whole family is because then we're going to be that Proverbs 31 woman. We're going to be that woman in our own household, and therefore we're going to raise up a whole new generation. And so when this thing goes, clears over us, we're going to come out in a new light. We're going to have new neighborhoods. Because we have already fixed our families, and we've nurtured our families, and we loved on our families. We've retrained our children and ourselves. And the husbands and the sons, they are just sitting and waiting on us, mothers and daughters. They are looking for us to set the tone for the household. Because if you notice, a husband will say, I do the yard work. I take care of everything out there. I get the cars fixed, keep them clean. But her job is to make sure the house is a home. Her job, the mother, is to nurture us. Her job is to keep us in line when we walk into the house. And that's the role that we need to play. And God wants us to get on that job. I thank you for listening. Hold on, and I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay, ladies, what a great show. That was good. I think somebody's going to be blessed from that. I really do.
Amen.
All right, you all have a good one. Audience, we'll see you next week. God bless you. Just have faith in God. You don't see it, you can't, you know, we just got to believe that whatever we ask him for, he'll be the end part of the I am, and he'll manifest himself. Ladies, have a good
Amen.
Week.
Amen. Amen.
Bye,
Amen.
Audience. Love you.
Blessings.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Blessings. Love you guys.
Bye-bye. Love you too.